on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. We say good morning to Adam Shanks. Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well. How are you?
Well, I'm great. I'm currently standing on the football field inside Ross-Ade Stadium.
Oh.
We're learning about turf today.
Oh, very cool. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. Sounds like you're going to have a good day for it. Might be a little breezy, but other than that, it'll be all right today.
Yeah. We just watched them thump IU here Saturday. So
hey now.
We're down here celebrating and learning about how sod helped that victory happen.
Well, I think Indiana helped that victory happen.
Yeah. They might add something to do with it.
I'm an IU fan and an IU grad. Don't get me wrong. It's all in fun. But, yeah. What were they this year, Ken? 2-8 or something like that?
2-10.
2-10, yeah. It was a long season.
Their victories were over Idaho and Western Kentucky, I think, if I remember correctly.
Hey, I got hope for basketball, though, man. They're 6-0 to start.
They ain't played anybody yet.
I know.
As you all, count weak sisters of the poor and, those kinds of schools.
No, I mean, they beat Marshall, which was a pretty good Marshall team over the weekend, but
who cares?
We digress. It's not the Big Ten,
right? It's all fun and entertaining.
Yeah.
When you start playing games like everybody starts to play this week, then you start to see what you got.
Yeah, you start getting some competition, right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's right.
So how you doing? I think your crops are done, or are you almost done, or where are you at?
Yeah, personally, we're wrapped up traveling around the county. I still see some corn and some soybeans coming in. I'd say when I do my weekly report, I think we're 95%+ done. The finish line's there, just a matter of crossing it. I think this week we'll make a lot of headway on getting that wrapped up because it looks like the weather's going to cooperate. So I think we'll see that pretty well done for the year here before too long.
Are the field conditions are they okay? Are they just dry? Or where are they at right now? Because I think I have a feeling we could probably use some moisture.
Yeah, well, we've actually keep getting 2 3/10 of rain about every 3 or 4 days, it seems like. So the soil is actually plenty wet right now. We need to do some fall tillage, and some guys are trying to get manure on. It's a little greasy. You're trying to run late at night and early morning while it's a little frosty, a little frozen. You can get across it, but once that sun peaks out, it gets kind of slippery and wet. So, a little bit wet right now. We could use some dry weather.
I was going to say I don't remember getting any rain. That's why I asked that, because I don't remember getting any down here particularly.
We don't get a lot. It just seems like Thanksgiving, it just kind of sprinkled and misted all day, and we, we get 2 3/10, and it just keeps adding up.
Okay.
It's coming down faster than it's evaporating this time of year.
How would you rate this year's crops?
I haven't heard anything really bad. There's
okay.
The soybeans kind of took it on the chin with the dry August. But the corn seems like everything maybe just kind of hit on a good spot, all on the on point, all cylinders firing this year, and we've had some excellent corn yields across the board.
Did the disease that basically hit the stalks, did that cut back some of your yields or not?
It had to take some because obviously that shut down our photosynthesis factory, so it did take some. I'd say northern Indiana. Some areas took it harder than others, locally, it wasn't too detrimental yet this year.
Okay, so I didn't know, because I know last time we talked, you were right square in the middle of everything dealing with that.
Yeah, it's coming on. It's going to be a problem next year. Definitely going to have to look at how we manage that going forward.
So what do you think? Yes. What do you think is going to be the best way to manage that?
I think we're going to have to look at fungicide applications, timing. We're going to have to look at disease packages on our hybrids themselves to see how we can mitigate that tar spot disease. Just looking at genetics and treatment options are going to have to be included in the management practices going forward.
When would you start those practices?
Hybrid selection is now, so everybody's getting their corn orders put together for next year. The problem is that tar spot's so new that a lot of your seed companies don't have ratings or haven't You know, haven't looked at packages to mitigate that yet, but it definitely is, everybody's taking a look at it.
Okay.
That'll start to come in the future, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. So what's 22 going to bring you? Yeah, it's hard to tell. I understand that, but
yeah. It's going to bring some challenges. There's, you know, inputs are skyrocketing. We're looking at fertilizer, you know, nitrogen, potassium, phosphorus, double what it was, if not more than this year. Land values, land prices are increasing. Just getting parts and supplies, things that you wouldn't dream of that you can't find. So getting equipment, you know, getting parts that you need to keep that equipment running, it's just a continuous challenge this year, and I think we're going to see that going forward in the next year. And you know, or I heard you guys talking yesterday about the you know, the new variant, and going to continue to cause problems with shipping and logistics, and you know, so I see that being a real challenge as we go into 2022, even in, you know, for herbicide shortages, you know, that's going to raise the price. So
there's
going to be some challenges, I think.
All right. Okay. Anything else you want to add, bring up before I let you go? Let you get back to your turf.
I'll be back in there next week. So
we
can talk more in depth about some programs and stuff at that point.
Okay.
For sure.
Adam, thanks so much for the time. Greatly appreciate it. Take care, and you take good care, okay?
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right.
That's Adam Shanks on the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with Hope and Vision.